Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, folks, on this beautiful, Friday morning, September 19th. We've got a great show lined up for you today. We'll visit with Mike Haas at 12:30, voice of the New Orleans Saints. The Saints are at the Seahawks, 3:05 kickoff time. This is a big, big game for the Saints. It's going to be interesting. I've been there a number of times with the Saints. It's a tough stadium to win in. I mean, it is not easy. None of these away games are really easy to win. This one is particularly hard. Long way away, the travel, and got our fingers crossed. Hopefully catch a few breaks and are able to pull this one out. At 12 o'clock, we'll visit with Chris Blair, the voice of the LSU Fighting Tigers. They take on Southeastern Louisiana University, and that is a 6:30 kickoff time, if my memory serves me correct, 6:45. And so we look forward to that as well. And then Tulane is at Ole Miss, by the way, this weekend, 2:30 kickoff. And the Ole Miss Rebels are ranked number 17 in the country. So a lot of big games this weekend for Louisiana teams. Look forward to talking about that. At 11:30, Dr. Skip Gallagher, UNO professor, NOPD watchdog. He's been doing this for a long time. We get him on about some of these extraordinary cases that present themselves where you kind of scratch your head wondering why are they taking so long for some kind of dispositive employment action to be taken one way or the other. He brings forward a case today that's got a bunch of interesting twists and turns. At 11:10, we'll visit with Tim Temple, the Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. He agrees to come on the show, and we appreciate that, to give us an update as to where we are. We're probably about two-thirds of the way through the hurricane season. We're in one of the most active periods of time right now. Things are looking good thus far, and we'll get an update as to where we are with insurance rates. Susan Russell, Keep Louisiana Beautiful. She'll talk about beautification grants that were given out all over the state. We'll talk about some legislation that was passed and what that is going to mean to this endeavor. And there's an upcoming Keep Louisiana Beautiful State conference. This is a very important topic. We have to pretty ourselves up. It is absolutely critical. Again, just a reminder that we live in the freest country that has ever existed in the world. People are already asking me, why do you say that every morning? As a constant reminder of the beauty of the place that we live in, we take it for granted. We don't manage it. We don't massage it very carefully. We act stupidly on so many different occasions. And I don't think we recognize what we have. I don't know that we appreciate what we have. So it's just a simple reminder on my part that we live in the freest country that ever existed in the history of the world. And if we woke up every morning and said that to ourselves, maybe we would have a better understanding, a better feeling, or an acceptance of how fortunate we are to be living in this country. Some might say it's a little hokey, so be it. I happen to love it. Let's talk about the mayor's race. Early voting, September 27th, Saturday, through October 4th, 2025, another Saturday, the intervening Sunday. That first Sunday, the polls are closed. So you have 6 days of early voting that's going to take place, and you want to get about learning where your polls are. You can go to the Secretary of State or the Clerk's Office website and find out where that actually is so that you can prepare, or go look at the early voting sites and see what's happening there. The other day in my monologue, I pointed out that I was watching a WWL TV debate, and there was a lot of aspirational wants and desires to do a lot of different things, hiring a lot of people to do different things that we all, you know, have actually failed on. There's no argument there. We know that we're not doing a good job in a number of different areas. Human capital may be one of the reasons, or lack of human capital may be one of the reasons why we're not able to accomplish. I think it's a much bigger problem than that. I really believe that we don't have our priorities in order. We really don't know how to execute. We don't know how to follow up on a lot of the data that we have. We don't have data-driven models. And there's not a stream or culture of accountability that's running through city government at all. We have a lot of employees. You know, my curiosity has always been, is this organization right size? My hope would be, and we're going to continue to meet with City Services Coalition, and we'll have another one-hour presentation on Tuesday to bring forward some issues, like civil service being one of them. Does civil service have a positive impact on the delivery of services and the management of people, or have they become an impediment? And is there a better way of doing it? You know, the days of decades and decades and decades ago where an elected official would walk into office and fire everybody that worked for that governmental agency at that point in time is pretty much long gone. You don't even see that anymore. You don't hear about that anymore. So a lot of the protections that are actually offered within a civil service system are somewhat antiquated, right? You really want to just make sure that you have a fair and impartial system as it relates to discipline that's being meted out. And, you know, there's not a bias. And typically it's bias of individual against individual. They had a run-in with one another. One's in a supervisory position now. They want to take a pound of flesh as opposed to a quarter pound, which is what's called for because of the infraction at hand. And we have these individual one-off abuses that are not good. They add up. They become a cancer to the organization. So there are roles for civil service to play, but this job-saving model and things of that nature, once government gets so big, but the population is shrinking, why do we need all of these people? We're not managing as many accounts, right? We don't have as many houses that can burn down. We don't have as many structures that are out there. There are a lot of different benchmarks that we ought to be looking at to come to a realization as to whether or not we have an opportunity to right-size this organization. I know because I actually did it. I was part of a team with it internally. I wasn't the only one, obviously. It was a team effort by a number of our deputy chiefs, our chief financial officer, and others that assisted in the aftermath of the financial crisis of 2007-08, where we didn't know what the sales tax revenues were going to be moving into the future, and we recognized this was an opportunity for us to develop a plan in order to right-size the organization, to shrink the organization, and to realign things in a proper fashion. Did we do a RIF? No. We did not fire anybody. We did it by attrition because we studied our attrition level and we knew and were satisfied that we would be able to get to where we wanted to get relatively quick because of the attrition level. Primarily, We had an aging employee population that was about to take their pension. These are all the characteristics that you pull together in order to determine, you know, how far down the path you're going to get in a period of time. These are all really important factors. This city is at that crossroads right now where they need to figure out whether or not they need to right-size themselves. They also need to figure out whether or not they are going to play in certain buckets for a city this size of less than 350,000 people. You know, there's some glaring differences when you look at the city of New Orleans and the parish of Jefferson. The population, you know, amounts are relatively close. What the city provides as opposed to city services and why you get in historically there, I guess there were reasons to be in certain buckets of services in a full-fledged way. Jefferson Parish for years chose not to be in that business, and in some businesses they chose to get out and outsource it. And these are the opportunities that this city is going to have to come to grips with, because if the revenue estimating conference is right as it relates to revenue, they're having shrinking revenues, not growing revenues, and they're having bigger problems. And this deficit is something that's real. It's going to have to be dealt with, because all of this aspirational stuff that we hear these candidates talking about, there's no money for it. There's no money for it unless you go realign government. And I hope that between now and early voting, that we're going to see more conversations about how this is going to get done. There was a budget committee the other day that revealed the underbelly of the finances of the city. They could be worse, but they're not in a good place. And there's no plan to pull this out of the doldrums that they find themselves in with an aging infrastructure. In order to catch up on that aging infrastructure, you heard me say the other day, this has to be a shock and awe approach. We got to get in there, get some things done, get a lot of projects done in a very short period of time, meaningful ones, projects that are going to help in a much bigger way in the future when we do the one-off projects, whether it's drainage, sewage, water, or otherwise. And we got to figure out where's the greatest need. Not divide this up by councilmanic districts. That is not a smart approach. We have to look historically where we're having to remediate problems more often than not. And if it happens to be in one councilmanic district, so be it. We cannot do this by guaranteeing there's so much that's going to be spent here, there, everywhere. Why? Because those expenses are what is actually killing this budget. Whether that's overtime, this, that, or otherwise. We cannot stay as parochial as we are in our view as to how we're dissecting these dollars up. I'm sorry, but in the short term, I believe it's got to change, in my opinion. Because it's dragging these agencies down that are having to go back and remediate this. And in the next block, once you remediate that and you have more water flow in the next block, it's creating problems because you're putting more water and pressure on those pipes. They're breaking. You're going back. That's the problem. So we've got to figure out that we're not going to be doing this and continue to do this because it slows us down in our response. These are tough decisions. Yes, they are. because those there are those in district whatever letter are going to be upset that the district whatever letter across the parish is getting more. And you got to be in a position to articulate why. Why this strategy has to be the way it is and why it's going to work and how it's going to work. So it's going to be interesting, and I hope that we start pushing on these candidates for answers about revenue. Because if they really believe that they're going to come in and pass taxes, they're smoking crack. I don't know that there's going to be anyone out there that's going to stand up and say, hey, we believe that Mayor A is right. We need to tax ourselves more. You got to be out of your minds. If they have one inkling, iota of a belief that passing new taxes is going to be the answer, and by the way, it ought to be a question that we're asking all of them right now. Where do you plan on being relative to taxes? And if they tell you that they have not studied that issue enough, they're not worthy of being your mayor. Because by this point in time, they have the data. It's all readily available. I'm looking at it. You just need to go to the legislative auditor's website and pull down all the audits that are done. You, and have anybody look at it to determine, anyone that knows how to read financial statements, to determine where this is all going and how this is going to work out. And if they tell you that they don't have enough information, they're lying. They're not putting the effort in right now. And then they are a hypocrite because they are asking you to vote for them. That person should be scratched off your list. Because they're not prepared. They haven't taken this seriously enough. They really don't want to be the mayor. They want to be LaToya Cantrell. They want to play at it. We're not playing games here. This is real-life crises with real-life outcomes that if we go down a path the wrong way, it could cost us 3 to 5 years. We should know, right? Here we are 20 years later, and we still haven't spent the Katrina money. And we're still trying to catch up. These are the questions that we should be asking these candidates. And I would love to hear, please text 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Would you vote for a tax increase right now? You have that move in your bag? You're ready to do that? You're confident enough? In the council and in whoever wins, that this is going to be appropriately and effectively and efficiently spent? Or do you want to see action first and not words? This is all common sense stuff, right? But back to, like, differences, you know, so the city of New Orleans, and this is not, how do I put this? I'm not picking on anyone. I don't know why these decisions were made. But that we have departments in the city that you don't see everywhere else, right? Especially a city this size. It's a small city. It's a small city with big city aspirations. And one of those is, we have a pretty robust public health department. Jefferson Parish doesn't have one. They can't afford it. So they don't have it. I don't know how many people are in that public health department, but I got to imagine it's dozens upon dozens, right? I'm not so sure that they couldn't realign the services that they're providing somewhere else, whether it be through public hospitals that we actually own and operate, or other opportunities. I sat on the board of a public hospital. We decided to get out of EMS. We were the EMS system. The two public hospitals were the EMS system for East Jeff and West Jeff. On the East Bank, we got out of the business. We outsourced it. Why? It was too costly. It was too difficult. It wasn't the mainstream of what we provide, right? Is it a critical service? Yes, but there are those that do it better, cheaper, more efficiently than we were able to do it in government. I don't know how many people that have an EMS. I'm going to try and find out, but I'm sure they have dozens there, right? These are the opportunities to right-size these organizations so you can garner savings. You would only do it if you could make savings. If you can't, you don't do it. I get it. To be able to appropriate these dollars to other areas so that we can catch up on water, catch up on drainage, catch up on sewage. Because the truth be told, the lack of the critical services that are not being provided here are killing the real estate market. There are incredible opportunities to redevelop neighborhoods in this city. But if you bring someone to a neighborhood that might otherwise like the piece of property they're looking at, but as they drive through that neighborhood and there are overgrown lots, there's garbage all over the place, there's drainage drains that are backed up with debris and this and that and everything else. You think it's easy to get these folks to invest? The biggest investment they make is their home. Do you think it's easy? Hell no, it's not. It's hard. Thankfully, we have a pretty robust real estate industry here. They do great work. Sometimes I said they could sell ice to an Eskimo. Because that's what they're doing many times. In spite of all of these challenges, they're still able to get properties to closings. I would tell you, and I would love to hear from them, and I will start asking, probably at a number that they know that could have been higher. If they had these other amenities and everything else. We're cutting off our nose to spite our face many times in how we're approaching this, and we're not connecting the downstream, the dots, and understanding downstream what the implications actually are. In many respects, we're choking an industry. We got to turn that around. We need to focus, but government's got to be right-sized. We cannot be all things to all people. We cannot play in all of these silos. We got to get smart about what we're doing because there's just not enough revenue there. And I doubt very seriously that anybody's going to vote for a tax increase. But hold on. Because it sounds like that's where we're headed. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Susan Russell with Keep Louisiana Beautiful. Susan, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Newell. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to hear your voice. It's been a while, but a very important topic about litter in our state. Give us an update on the latest.
Sure. We got a lot of exciting things going on right now. And I think one of the things that I'm most excited about is a piece of legislation that was passed this session, authored by Representative Ilg, Act 67. What that does is it gives our state park rangers the jurisdiction to enforce the litter laws outside of state park boundaries. You know, enforcement is a piece to this puzzle of litter prevention, and it's been really a difficult one for so many different reasons, right? And I have to give Lieutenant Governor credit because he challenged us and basically said, you know, no is not an option. Go and figure out how we can make this happen, because he understands that enforcement is a big part of this. And, you know, we did a study just a couple of years ago, and when we polled our citizens, 68% of them wanted more litter enforcement. And so we took the challenge and we tried to be creative and think outside of the box and figure out a way that we could increase not just the enforcement of simple litter, but also illegal dumping gross litter. And so what this piece of legislation does is it really puts the enforcement piece, you know, in our laps from the beginning to the end, from the reporting hotline, the 855 LA litter. People can call that number when they see someone littering or when they see illegal dumping, which is different than how it was handled before. And we will take those calls and we will funnel them to a state park enforcement ranger who will handle the investigations, bring the case up, and hopefully result in more citations.
Absolutely. And I think, Susan, the beauty of this is that everyone recognizes that there's not one agency that has the assets or resources necessary to do this on their own. It's going to take a collaborative effort of the whole, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yes, it brings in our state park rangers, but, you know, we work constantly with all the different agencies. In fact, just this past May, we worked with our Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, and they conducted a training with us. We had 39 different enforcement departments there, and we gave them training on how to use surveillance cameras to capture illegal, you know, folks that are doing illegal dumping. And it was just a great success. And from that training, we were able to then award them camera grants. So we were able to provide about $90,000 in funding to for them to buy the cameras, to buy the monitoring software, get these cameras in those hot spots so that we can start cracking down on some of this illegal dumping. So, again, to your point, that just shows, you know, the partnerships between our police departments, our sheriff's departments, even our constables and justices of peace who have the authority to enforce the litter laws, and then, of course, wildlife and fisheries.
A lot of times when enforcement authorities come across a litter situation, more often than not, they don't really know what to do with it, right? So it's really good to have an agency that they can lean on that's kind of the gatekeeper, which is you guys, that can provide the guidance and the leadership as to what the next steps are and how we can remediate.
Yeah, and until now, really that 855 LA litter number was really just being used to report simple littering, and it goes through wildlife and fisheries and to us. The difference in what's going to start taking place now is that if people see illegal dumping, they can report that, and we now have a way of following up on that, on handling the investigations, and like I said, hopefully bringing, you know, clean up one, and then, you know, citation.
You guys, I love hearing anecdotal stories. You have any to share with us about successes as it relates to this proactive enforcement?
So this is brand new. In fact, we're having a press conference this week. We have our state conference in Baton Rouge coming up next week. And so after the legislation was passed, then the challenge, of course, is, you know, putting a whole new program in place to handle the calls, to track the calls, hiring an enforcement ranger to manage the program. And we feel that it'll be up and running in the beginning of October. So we're in the very beginnings of this effort. But, you know, Newell, I think it has the potential to really be a game changer because, like I said, it's, you know, we were pushed to think outside of the box and be creative and figure out how to do enforcement. Enforcement is something that is, you know, states struggle all over the country with. It's not just in Louisiana with litter enforcement. And if we can make this work, it'll be a game changer, not just in Louisiana, but possibly a model program for the rest of the country.
Absolutely. Sounds like exciting stuff. And you mentioned that you have the Keep Louisiana Beautiful State Conference coming up. Tell us about it.
Sure. Every year we host a state conference. It is the only gathering of folks that are working in this space from throughout the state. So we'll have about 300 people gathered in Baton Rouge at the Crown Plaza. If any of your listeners interested in attending, they can register on our website at keeplouisianabeautiful.org. Like I said, it's a nice mix of local and state government officials, enforcement. We have the Secretary of DOTD that will be presenting. We have folks from DEQ that will be talking about the waste tire program and their new grants available to address that problem. We have people that we bring in from out of state so that we can look at best practices and policies and what's being done in other states. And, you know, we have a lot of work that we're going to be doing to clean up our waterways coming up in 2026. So that'll be, you know, some of the sessions as well. But it's just a good place for our affiliates. We have, you know, 52 affiliates, community and university affiliates. So people of all ages, all backgrounds, all working in this mission-related work because they love and care for Louisiana. And, you know, they want and to live in a healthy and safe and clean environment.
Absolutely. Susan, let me ask you this question. I talk about it on this show a lot. I drive downtown plenty. And on the interstate, I find, you know, before the Super Bowl and immediately thereafter, it looked great. It was clean. There was no, you know, car parts, bumpers, tires. The list goes on and on. You drive down there today. In fact, I drove it yesterday, and it's just disgusting. I mean, there's garbage all over the place. Who is actually responsible for that?
So in the local communities, that's the local municipal and parish administration, you know, that is charged with keeping their communities clean. If it is state roadways and interstates, that's DOTD. Are those that they contract out to. And, you know, what that tells me, Noel, and you're right about how they, you know, spent extra money and resources making sure that New Orleans, you know, was really clean and shining for our guests. But it tells us something when we don't have that for our own citizens, right, that expectation. And for way too long, our expectations have been too low and our tolerance has been too high. And it shows us that when we have the political will, we can make it happen. So the question is, why is that political will not there 365 days of the year?
Yeah, I'm completely mystified by it all the time because, you know, you've been in this business long enough that human nature is the first impression is a lasting impression. And as you work, make your way to the city, you know, and you see all of that, you have a lot to overcome at that point in time. And I don't know, this desensitization that we have as citizens here, it drives me crazy that we're willing to accept that because it's just, I don't want to overplay this or overstate it, but I feel filthy when I drive through there. I mean, it's just like, come on, we can do this better. I was with my daughter the other day, and we went to the salad station over there on Veterans, and I walked out into the parking lot, and they had some circulars on the ground. So I leaned over, I picked them up, walked back inside a salad station, threw them away, you know, because I have a goal every day to pick up one piece of garbage out there in a parking lot or on the street and throw it away, and that's my goal, and it's not hard to reach that goal, unfortunately. Right. I wish I could say I had to go hunting. I really want the day that I got to go hunt for a piece of garbage to pick up, right?
But I want the day, Newell, when this is no longer a job.
Yeah,
and I can
exactly.
Retire, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, it is someone's job, and I have been fighting for a while. I think that we need to have parish little coordinators. Like, someone needs to be managing the private and public sectors and involving the businesses, holding them accountable, the individuals, right, the homeowners. It's got to be a collective effort because it's everybody's role and responsibility to keep their neighborhoods and their communities clean. This cannot be solved on the backs of just government or just on the backs of volunteers. We all need to pitch in and be responsible and do our part. But we have been seeing a huge difference.
Yeah, to communities, and I've been to communities where there's no garbage, literally.
Yep.
And I talked to the locals. I'm like, you know, where's the garbage? And they're like, well, we don't allow that. We set the bar high, and we're not willing to accept anything less. Bingo, there it is.
Yep, absolutely.
And
we have studied, we have looked at other states, right? Why are other states clean? And you hear over and over and over again that they'll go visit, they'll come home, and, you know, they're just amazed at how clean other places are. And when we looked into that, we found that a big part of that is that those counties have litter coordinators, someone who helps manage the contracts for litter removal and lawn, you know, the mowing. That's a big piece of this, someone who can keep an eye on it and be responsive so that when one mattress shows up, it's quickly taken care of, because we all know that one mattress 2 days later, it's, you know, they have a couple of chairs, and then it's a washing machine, and then it turns into a huge dump site, right?
Or a homeless encampment.
Yeah, we have to be responsive, you know, and we're not.
You know, we have a whole neighborhood that's growing outside of the Costco next to the I-10 right now. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. Susan Russell, thank you for all that you do. Keep Louisiana beautiful. Really appreciate the effort. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Newell. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. We'll be right back, folks. That's Susan Russell with Keep Louisiana Beautiful. Stay with
us. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, when we come back after the top of the hour news break, we're going to visit with Tim Temple, the Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. We'll get an update on fortified roof grants and where that stands, insurance updates, as well as we're preparing for the peak of the hurricane season. We'll also visit with Dr. Skip Gallagher, UNO professor and NOPD watchdog, about an interesting case that exists within the NOPD now. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.